Spider-Man: No Way Home. More like Spider-Man. I watched this at home.
It works. It works the second time too.
That's,
did you ever see Far From Home?
I don't know. This guy's just, why is he leaving home if he's always trying to get back to it?
Who, what? I don't know why these dickheads, I'm going to say it. I don't know why they thought, you know what? Let's do a home trilogy. That has a great ring to it. A home trilogy. Everything has to have home in it. Except for homecoming is a compound word and the rest are sentences. So your home shit is stupid.
I mean, it really kind of muddles the narrative of like, what am I, which one did I watch? The one.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess this one stands out the most because.
Because there's no way home.
Yeah.
Let's movie.
Hey Dustin, it's Spider-Man No Way Home. You made me watch it. It's directed by John Watts. It's written by Chris McKenna, Eric Summers. Based on some comic book guy created by some dudes.
Hey. Stan Lee and Steve Ditko. At least give Ditko his credit. He did all the creating.
But did he know that this movie would be starring Tom Holland, Cumberbatch, Jacob? A lot of people, man. Jamie Foxx is in here. Defoe, thank God.
Zendaya? I don't know how to say her name.
Benedict
Alfred
Wong.
Alfred Molina?
The genius.
Really? You're going to go with Benedict Wong?
And all then the I'm getting all the kids out of the way. And then we got Andrew Garfield.
Marissa Tomei.
Dude, don't talk about Miss Marissa Tomei, man. She's a baddie in this. Dude, she's a baddie. Every time I saw her, I was like, ooh, girl, what are you doing fucking a scene up like this? Damn, baddie, get out. You're too good. And then she talked about her character motivation. I was like, what? What did you want? What did you want Peter to learn? This is just what we do. This is how we do it. I was like, okay.
This is how we do it.
Yeah, whatever. All your costume changes when you're going into the house overall with a stupid acceptance letter. I was like, damn, she's a baddie in every scene. Look at her, man.
Yep.
She's killing the game.
Don't fuck with Tomei.
Happy ain't going to know what to do with that.
Happy, that's why Happy got dropped, because Happy couldn't tear it up. Happy could barely lay it down.
She's Happy, like, this is dude, I don't blame him, man. I would have had a stroke too. I'd have been like, oh shit. Yeah, I'm coming to see you, Mr. Boss Man.
Mr. Stock. Where are we? Happy, did you die mid-orgasm when she touched your hand? Like, what
I was trying to lay it down. I was trying to, but she's a baddie. I couldn't handle it.
I'm the first guy to die from Tree Jack, you say? Oh, shit. Don't fuck with the Tomei. He's just like, no, you can't fuck with the Tomei. Shit.
She's timeless, man.
Yeah. Question her on that fucking Oscar. Fuck you. She was great in My Cousin Vinny. My Honey Vinny.
That was your special version you saw.
Yeah, that was definitely the, you know. Why is Ned, I don't, and maybe someone knows that he's always bald when he's not in this movie. Like when you see him on press junkets and anything.
Maybe that's how he lives his life. He's a bald guy.
I don't know if he has hair. I don't know if it's like. It's smooth. Like he just shaved, like he just bicked it up every single time. I'm like, seriously, no one ever catches you slipping? No one.
He's doing his rounds. He's a celebrity, man. He's got probably people that take care of him.
I don't know. It's interesting. It's like, I don't think he has hair, or maybe he just does not actually grow hair. I just find that very fascinating. He's also losing a lot of weight. He's like, fuck this home fucking franchise. I need to, Hollywood wants me to lose the pounds. So he's doing it.
It doesn't. I don't think I can take too much of this Tom Holland guy anymore. I think he's overstayed his welcome.
But he's Nathan Drake.
I didn't see it. I do love the games.
No one
did not see the film. I heard it did okay. So,
it did okay, but it wasn't
enough to do it again.
Yeah, exactly. Like it did not tentpole. You know, the tent is it's still down. So
I don't know. I think maybe it's just he can only do this Peter Parker, and I don't really. I've seen him in other films. I'm just kind of like, ooh. Yikes. And I think with all the ballyhoo and craziness that these movies bring, he's not really put on the spot to, like, perform at that level, you know, to hold the movie on his own.
Well, let me just highlight a perfect scene for you, Kevin, because I think this illustrates your point exactly. They're saying the Spider-Men are saying their goodbyes, and he's doing his whole... And you literally are getting this... take of you're getting a window into all three versions, you know, every actor's take, and he comes off bumbling and just annoying right there. Like, you have the other two to compare him to right there.
Yeah,
so it's like
that's a good point.
You're instantly bumbling and annoying compared to them. So,
and he's such the catalyst of this event, and I just kind of have a lot of problems with the way they chose to go about this narrative. I think they could have done something else to make me go, okay, now there's really something at stake here. I like this. Instead of going, look at this guy just not be selfish, but he is selfish in this epic level that just jeopardizes everything. And then when all the things that don't go his way, he continues to kind of be that way.
Well, if you, like, hey, Doctor Strange, how about you slow down the magic spells, buddy? How about you dialogue a little bit? He was just like, okay, I assume what you want. I'm just going to go do it. Well, imagine if that was he was really doctoring in there. And you're just like, hey, I got this. Oh, no, I'll figure out what to remove from your body once I'm in there. You know, and you're just like, whoa.
He's like, no. It's just,
my elbow makes a little noise when I do this. Like, what the fuck?
But now he took my whole arm, shoved it up my ass. Like,
he sewed it onto my buttocks. Oh, God. I'm a monster.
I think the first act is just awful of this movie.
I am not a fan of any movie that picks up right where the last one left off. I'm just like, okay, so...
Not even that. Like, I'm not a big fan of the angst. I didn't like the other two. I'm gonna straight say it. I don't think they're good movies. There's fun parts. I think this is the best of the three on the entertainment factor, and I think that's only because of the performances of Dafoe and Alfred. Like they're legit. They're so legit.
Like, yeah, that's. I mean, when your rogues gallery is primarily only good because of the first fucking franchise, you got problems, man. That's not.
I think you do. I think you do have problems.
And then Sandman definitely shows up as the weakest.
Yeah,
but I get it. There was kind of no one else. So.
Yeah, so. I think Sandman. I mean, were they trying to do the Sinister Six here? Pretty much.
It was weird because they were so close, but yet so far.
Yeah,
they really did need. Like, if you want to, like, bullshit count Venom, but then he's never really, you know, he's not a part of the original Sinister Six. You're missing Scorpion for that.
Yeah.
So.
But then I thought Kurt Connors was pretty soft in this, too. Like, he just kind of hung out in the shadows and said some stuff.
Yeah, but, like, remember the source material they're working for or with that guy?
For sure, for
it
sure.
It sucked already, so you're just like, no one was just like, fuck yeah, we got that shitty lizard, the weird face back.
Yeah,
let's go ahead and fix Jamie Foxx. But no, this guy, nothing. Don't touch it. Fucking perfect.
Yeah. How come the kids didn't call him Yoshi once? Is that even too old?
Yeah.
Okay.
They were just like, what's a fucking Yoshi, man?
Yeah, I know. Hey, this old guy's talking about Yoshis.
No, kids know what Yoshis are, but they'd still be confused. They're like, he looks nothing like Yoshi. He looks more like the Goombas from the Super Mario Brothers movie.
Oh, that's
like the live action one. No, it's like, that. Oh, just everyone take a moment, search it up right now. You're going to be shocked how accurate it is. So that's a freebie for you. I guess we could just summarize the first act overall, because I mean, we're just, this is like a 3-hour movie.
I mean, you're still basically dealing with the ramifications that Peter's outed. Like, it's not Civil War where he's just like, I'm Peter Parker, I took off my mask, I chose this. Some asshole in a fucking, like, it's supposed to be, what was his name? Fucking Mysterio?
Mysterio?
He's like, and then I was like, well, this guy, like, the narrative for him and how the world received him, they were just so quick to be like, yeah, I've only seen Spider-Man do bad things, and he killed him. I was like, why is everyone on the, like, Daily Bugle bullshit dumb list? You know what I mean? Like, did that news ever get back that he helped? Like, because this is after the Avengers, right?
Well, this is after this takes place right after, because the second one, Far From Home, takes place after Endgame, when everyone gets blipped back, as they say.
So it's 5 years later, right? And then did they know, hey, man, where was I? Oh, man, you should have saw it. Like, the Avengers were there, and, like, that Spider-Man dude helped. It was pretty sick, but now you're back. Oh, cool. And then some asshole shows up, and he's like, hey, man, I got drones. And, oh, dude, fuck Peter. Fuck that guy. What?
Well, it's they're playing on the whole disinformation and everything. Like, that part I didn't mind. That part I found, like, how do you make the Daily Bugle relevant to Spider-Man still, because we don't have newspapers?
Well, yeah, okay. Because you had to shrink his narrative down again, right?
Yeah.
Because you just did this giant universe galaxy-saving moment, and then you had to shrink it back down to him bopping around New York and just Spider-Man stuff.
Yeah, well, but then, you know, again, you're trying to make Daily Bugle relevant. You're trying to relate it to a polarized nation that's watching this. And so you do an InfoWars plus Fox News, because I thought that was clever, you know. I didn't love it, but I thought it was clever. And I don't know how else you really can adapt the Daily Bugle to Spider-Man anymore, because it's a very... old, you know, it's like Superman, fucking,
it's
you know,
a passe reporter, way, you know? Of, yeah, it's a passe just, way
it doesn't work anymore.
Moving narratives forward, and
exactly, like,
it's dated.
Yeah, it's dated, and so, you know, whatnot. But he's been outed. But then life's been turned upside down. He's been arrested, et cetera, et cetera. We get our Daredevil cameo,
and which I was fine with. I was like, can we just put him in this? Like, I was like, just put him in the suit. let's do it.
Keep him in the suit. How many costume changes does the asshole need? I was not a fan of the Inside Out costume. Like, I get what they were trying to do, another like cheap homage to one of his other costumes, but I just didn't like that. I was like, all your electronics are on the outside, and you're gonna fight Electro. Like, what the fuck is this dumb shit,
dummy? And that's the thing. Peter's dumb. I think I think he's dumb. He makes dumb choices. He says dumb stuff. He's kind of motivated by his emotions. But then I have him doing a bunch of lab stuff, and he knows science, and he's trapping doctor wizards and shit. And I was like, what? I don't understand this character. I don't really kind of quite get this Peter all the way, you know?
Yeah, I mean, so long story short, he doesn't get into college. He's dealing with the fame. He goes to Doctor Strange after no one gets into college. Instead of appealing to omissions, he's just like, hey, Doc, can you erase everyone's memories?
I got a question. Department of Damage Control, like, he's an Avenger, right?
Why is he like... not technically, but...
Yeah, well, that's also an honorary Avenger when he showed up and... save the galaxy, and then this. Well, they're going to be. I don't understand.
The thing is, the Department of Damage Control is actually, like, I forget when it first came about, but basically, some asshole had the great idea of infusing more reality into the Marvel Universe, and they were like, "Who cleans up after all the superhero battles?" these guys do. So they show up and they actually just, you know, they clean up, they repair the streets, the cities, and blah, 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 so that they can just fight in the hood another day. And then they just kind of adapted it to this weird, almost, I don't know, like mini shield type thing of,
yeah, government authoritarian, like, yeah, private sector fucking organization that can just arrest people and have all this, like, you know, power to, like, what?
Bring charges against them. I'm like, I thought you just cleaned up messes, you assholes.
Yeah, I was kind of confused by that, but then Matt Murdock shows up and he's like, yeah, it's good. And I was like, do they not have good lawyers at Damage Control Inc.? Like, what is this?
They're just trumped up charges.
Yeah, I guess.
Not so right. He was like, I'm a very good lawyer. And he was like, Happy, you're going to need a better lawyer.
I have no interest in helping you.
Okay. So, but yeah, so then life's different, into, like, life's hard. We got to get a magician. Listen, I get that everyone thought that their interaction was funny when, for the 2 seconds that we said, I'm Doctor Strange, and then Peter Parker was just like, oh, we're using our superhero names? Okay, I'm Spider-Man. And you're like, get it? His name really is Doctor Strange. It's dumb. But, like, this doesn't belong together. This is, and the whole reason this is here is because they don't have Mysterio introduced. Or not Mysterio, Mephisto introduced. And, I mean, this is just one more day. That's what this is, you know?
Yeah.
Minus bringing Aunt May back to life, because, like, fuck doing that, you know?
Aren't they going to do that with, like, are they doing, like, a Madam Web or something? Isn't that what's next?
I don't know. There's a lot of talks of what's next. I mean, I'm sure there'll be something teased in Mobius. There's, like, Sony's just like, all right, Marvel, steer the ship. Just give us the monies. And
it's a good idea.
You know, Marvel's not gonna let this shit, like, sink now, you know? Like,
no.
Sony tried to do that right before this movie. They were just gonna be like, nah, fuck it, we're good now. You got us, we're gonna take over, and then Marvel's just like, all right, well, good luck. But we had all this cool shit planned, and they were like, fuck it. Okay. You do it. So, but, and then, yeah, it's just, anyway, so yeah, so basically he goes to Doctor Strange, and Doctor Strange is just like, okay, let's erase everyone's memories, you know?
Can't down with that.
Yeah.
There's no wizard code.
And then Wong is just like, I guess just don't fuck it up, man. And you're just like, okay, like, worst foreshadowing ever, because of course it's going to get fucked up. You just, like, blatantly said it. And
he just starts baking a pie right in front of him. I'd be like, yeah, Peter, like, just, like, shut up. Have a
fucking conversation about this. Why are you just assuming he wants everyone to not?
What if they were talking about, like, wieners and butts? Like, is everyone going to have big cake booties and wieners on their forehead because Peter's just running his mouth? And Stranger's like, I'll go with it.
Stranger's like, whatever, I'll just fucking ad lib and all this.
Flick of the wrist, now you got a big old butt.
He's like, hey, you fucking see this ancient language I'm writing in? Big old booty butts, dicks on the foreheads, all right? You convinced me. You convinced me, because I don't want to have a conversation with a child. It's difficult, all right? I'm a cranky wizard, apparently.
Why doesn't he use his wizard power to, like, melt all that ice? Like, dude,
shitty, Kevin? And especially in the first scenes where it was, like, super slicked back, I was like, who saw this daily and was like, yeah, don't reshoot that. That looks fantastic. Yeah, just really crusty fake looking. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was just wondering why they were shoveling the same spot in that living room.
Because they were just like, those characters, you don't get to know those characters yet. Those characters in the Doctor Strange movie. Okay?
Check it out.
Introduce them here so that you believe that they exist in the other one. All right?
That's fair.
Yeah, so he's doing this spell. Finally, he cancels the spell because Peter, you know, again, we don't have a conversation. So Peter's just sitting there thinking annoyingly, one person at a time. Like, Kevin, if I'm like, all right, erase everyone who, you know, who knows me except for this one person, I'm not probably going to just go, oh, and then this person, and then this person. I'm probably going to be like, all right, hold on. Cancel the spell. Let me get my thoughts together. I think I got a good solid 15, you know?
Like, wouldn't you have that? Or shouldn't you have that already figured out before you show up?
Yeah. Like, why wouldn't you just instantly, what about my friends and family? And you'd be like, ooh, good point. Let me just put the kibosh on this spell. Let's write down some names, okay? Because how did he even know? He's like, what's a Ned? And it's like, yeah, exactly. What is a Ned? I don't know. Maybe a person, place, or thing.
Yeah, I just didn't get it. I know they're like, he's a kid, but he's not like a little kid. He's like, kind of go to
graduating
college.
High
he should
school.
Already be like, construct these thoughts. Like, you were forced to grow up fast, kid, when you got the spider powers, you saved the galaxy.
But everyone loves that little thing that he does.
Yeah, I don't
his,
like that.
His Parker mannerisms, like, his are more annoying than Andrew Garfield's.
Listen, man, I want my Peter Parkers to be beat down, shit on, pissed on, can't never win. Everything they love in their life is taken from them constantly. Just, you wonder how this dude even gets out of the bed every day without eating a spider
gun.
Well,
I mean, you know, I mean, it definitely, I'm just going to jump to the end for a minute. I think it leaves you there. I mean, this movie leaves you in the perfect, all right, near perfect Peter Parker.
Well, like, yeah, that
syndrome,
was,
you know, like near perfect, because I do think it's a little bullshit that he doesn't technically exist in the universe now, because I'm just like, how the fuck?
Well, he does.
Okay,
exist,
he gets his
no
GED, but how did he run his fucking credit? No, man, he doesn't exist on paper or anything.
They didn't say that. They just said no one remembers him.
He says it'll be like you never existed
to anyone, but it's good. Like, he still got his FICO, you know.
No, he doesn't. He was studying for the GED, Kevin, because he doesn't have a high school diploma no more. Because he was never enrolled in the school.
But why, though? How was he able to rent that shithole apartment?
Exactly. He was paying fucking cash money up front and paying too much. So he's got to sell some fucking spider booty pics online. That's he's opening a fucking OnlyFans Spider-Verse, you know?
Yes.
He's just like, watch me put on my spider pants real slow, like, yeah, you ladies like that? Oh, I see a couple of fellas gave some support there. Thank you, sir. Who is this William Dafoe? Oh, he's a,
hey, man. He's
a
awesome.
Strong supporter here. Oh, he is single-handedly why this movie works. Jesus, he's so damn good. And I really watched the original Spider-Man after watching this the first time, and yeah, you're just like, wow, there's no drop, like, he just picks this shit up right where he left off.
Yeah,
it's like, wow. And I read an interview with him, and I found it, like, he was just like, yeah, I'll do the movie, but I want to do, like, physical stuff. He's like, I understand I can't do all of them, but like, don't just CG my fucking face. Like, I want to do physical stuff. If I'm not, like, doing that, I'm not the character and I can't do this movie. So they were like, oh, okay. All right. Like, yeah, let's go with it. So
yeah, that's why we got insurance. Let's just go.
Yeah, but, like, I just thought that was, I mean, you could tell everyone else is like, yeah, that's fine, CG me. But he was just like, nah, fucking, you gotta watch my old ass be slow sometimes, because fuck you, I'm a character actor. Like, his speech in the apartment, oh man,
dude, he's great. Like, there's no real reason to cover his performance, because it was fantastic. He literally,
no, we're covering his performance because he has the best line of the movie: gods don't ask, they take.
That's great.
Damn.
Yeah, him and chills, him and Octavius, man, are like the best in this. Him, like, Hobgoblin, I guess he was trying to do the Hobgoblin vibe.
No, because Ned's Hobgoblin.
So. Oh, that's true.
No, he was doing, like, the, I mean, really, he was just trying to do more of a throwback to the actual
Green
with
the hoodie.
Goblin, you know? Mm. Yeah, the hoodie and the rags and stuff. That's, like, you
that's
know, kind of OG one instead of the sleek suit and everything. So, yeah, I liked when he cracked the mask and just how, I was just like, all right, you know, I appreciate that it's there, but, like, that you're just saying, no,
it worked.
Not doing. So, but yeah, the spell goes wonky doodle, and Peter rushes off to check the emissions lady to see if he can get his friends into MIT.
Yeah, Flash is like, she's going to the airport. I got her whole daily agenda. I was like, okay.
Yeah, I was like, why would he know that? Why would she instantly go to the airport? Hi, I'm having a mixer. I'm in New York for the day. I'm just going to say fuck it and fly back to Boston. You know, a 6-minute drive, I assume, from here. Maybe like 2 hours, whatever. But let me go stay at the airport for 4. That yeah. makes perfect sense.
Then we got a traffic jam, Dustin, because it's
New York, I guess, or something.
Somebody's tearing up the fucking bridge, bro.
Well, yeah, that, I mean, that too, but it was already traffic jammy before that. But we get Doc Ock, who stole the show as in the trailer. Pretty much the reason I wanted to see the movie was I saw that and was just like, yep, all right, game on. Pretty decent fight. I like the use of Doc Ock here. It's like, it's kind of his big action scene. He doesn't really have another after this. But it just works. And then I did like that the nano suit takes over the arms, because I feel like this Peter, that's the only way he could win.
Yeah.
You know? He's not winning any other way. He needs a tech cheat. Then it's just he gets whisked away by Doctor Strange right as Green Goblin shows up and throws some bombs at him. So we get like a little tease of who's next and or who else is there. And Doctor Strange kind of lays it down. He's just like, I fucking caught the lizard off camera. He scratched me a little bit. And now we gotta catch these other assholes.
May or may not be a deleted scene by the home version. Find out. I don't know. Do we still do that? You got to go through the DVD bins. DVD. Look at me. What am I even saying?
You got to put in disc 2. That's all the special features, including director's commentary. Oh no, that's on the first one. Oh fucking, I don't know. Fucking, this is.
I'm just fucking with you, kid. Did you get it?
This is a weird press junket. Am I right? They're just like, God, this fucking lizard guy's got nothing to talk about. He's like, I showed up for like one scene in person. The rest was just in a studio in my closet. It's like, I don't really act anymore. Yeah, so Strange just gives him a magic gauntlet thing. He's just like, point and shoot, motherfucker. Zip, zap, go chase down the people. And so what do you do, Kevin? You've just been given a magic gauntlet and told, go capture other Spider-Man's rogue gallery. What do you do? Who do you put in danger with you?
My friends?
Yeah, no, definitely. Your friends, your girlfriend. Just get them.
Just want to make sure everyone I care about gets harmed.
I just want to make like life decisions real hard for myself. So he gets MJ and Ned, and he's just like, fucking, let's do this. And then MJ does nothing, and Ned uses social media.
What do they do, like, bro? Like, I mean, there wasn't a crowbar big enough to put these two characters in this script. I was like, what do they do? Yeah. One dude's just fucking on Yelp, and the other chick is just yelling at him.
Yeah, because, like, Ned had a function in the first movie. His function is replaced by MJ in the second movie. And then now here we're in the third movie where they both have the same function and nothing to do.
Mm-hmm. So because the story has outgrown them.
Yeah.
Like Peter's journey doesn't really have room for them. It's just he has no confidence. He has no structure. Like he's just so all over the place that those characters are used to kind of get the story back on track with them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they're his damsels, both of them, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. So, he fights Electro, and Sandman helps him. They zap a tree. It's hilarious, because later on, Ned's like, is that tree a villain? And Jamie Foxx, who gets to just swear as much as he wants in this movie, is just like, it's just a fucking tree, man. Just a normal tree. So, and so he's captured everyone. He gets a call from the very talented Aunt May, Marissa Tomei.
Mm.
And she's like, hey, one of those guys you're looking for, he's fucking here. And so he's in a panic. He fucking races over there, and it's Green Goblin, Norman Osborn himself. And he's confused. He's doing a fantastic job, because that's one thing he does extremely well, is play that dual personality. Like, he's really the only guy, I believe, other than Alfred Molina, because when he gets his Doc Ock turned off, you're like, damn, he just sunk right back into that fucking original role too.
Yeah, they're good. Like, they're so good.
These guys are good. They're just so fucking good. Whereas Jamie Foxx got his powers turned off, and he was just like, oh, guess I'm back to a comb over or something. And it's just like, what?
I
thought you were black. And it's like, okay, I mean, that was fair. That's probably the best dialogue you've had in this whole movie, but like, your personality didn't switch after being de-eviled. You know, you didn't go back into the person you were before. You know, like even the fucking lizard guy, like he cried of being back in his human form, show that pain of like, back to this shit again. You know, it's like everyone but him had a solid transformation to the.
Well, I feel like Jamie Foxx was just being Jamie Foxx and not.
Oh, for sure.
You know, not the character. So I think that's just kind of.
And I didn't like the inconsistency. Like I said, you know, they kept the lizard looking the same from The Amazing Spider-Man's. And I get that Jamie Foxx wasn't going to sign on if he was just going to look like a blue asshole again. But I would still just be like, nah, you're going to be the blue asshole. Like, consistency, motherfucker. Like, why do you get a fucking redo? And we're not redoing any of this other shit.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I get it. Like, no one really wanted that. But it just didn't make sense story-wise to be like, we're just going to appease this one guy. It's like, oh.
Yeah.
Okay. So now, like, we bring Green Goblin back. We got get all the rogues together. And Strange is like, cool, I'm going to, like, hit this this nuke button and send them all back to hell. But we find out that they all are there because they die a moment after they've been taken out of the timeline, because otherwise they wouldn't be alive, and it'd just be a bunch of dead fucking bunch of dead villains on the road. We're like, another Spider-Man villain dead on the street, transported from the multiverse.
You know, Dustin, here's like, the problem.
He kills a lot of people.
Here's what I didn't quite understand. Like,
yeah.
So when all the villains are talking to Peter, they go, you're not my Peter. And he's like, all right, I know I don't know you, but they know of Spider-Man. They all have they all figured out, hey, we're in another universe. Multiverse is real. And Peter's like, I want to help these guys. And they're just like, bro, we don't want your help. He's like, dude, you guys literally die when you go back. But the Peter one is like, I want to help you. And I was like, dude, these guys know of Spider-Man. They know your identity. They know who you are in another world. Do you think you're alternate Peter, your multiverse Peter, they were trying to fight them to the death because they had to. Like, this, it was either like your Spider-Man,
life or death.
It was life or death, and the multiverse Peters had to kill these guys or like take them out, and you want to save them. Like, don't you get it? Like, these guys aren't worth saving. You know what I mean? Like, why are you this messiah all of a sudden? That you, because your Aunt May runs a, you know, a food bank, and now you want. I didn't understand that. Like, I didn't understand his reasoning to do this.
It doesn't work because, as you said in the beginning, he's a very selfish Peter Parker. Like, he was selfish in the last movie. He was selfish in the first one, technically too. I think he learns to be selfless in this movie.
Well, he overcorrects
at the end. Yeah. You know, yeah, unfortunately, yeah, he does overcorrect. And I think that's why you need the Uncle Ben storyline, at least. Like, I think everyone just assumed he got that, you know, because it's just they didn't show it. But, you know, here we only have Aunt May, so he must have already got it. But then I thought back, I was like, nah, no, they really never said with great power comes great responsibility in the first two.
No,
like, they never said it. So
it leans so much to origin, and they kind of just stopped doing those. And
yeah,
that'd be like if you met like six like random bad guys or something, and they all knew another Dustin. They're like, man, you're not the Dustin I know. But the one that I fought, he beat the shit out of me. Wouldn't you think, dude, the other Dustins, these guys are kind of evil. I can tell that because, you know, number one, I'm a hero and their actions, they're not shy about expressing what they want. And you would just be like, man, if other me's were fighting this on other planets, I should probably get rid of these dudes and send them back. And then they're not my problem. And they're not going to destroy my New York, my relationships, my universe. You know what I mean? Because Electro is just, I'm ready to take over. They ain't ready for me. They ain't seen this before.
Yeah.
And I was just kind of like, dude, you're so dumb. That really took me out when they had that speech in the cave where they're all in their cells. I was like, dude, don't you get what's happening? And then Strange is just like, I was like, bro, Strange was like in a fucking Home Alone movie. He couldn't catch this kid through the mirror.
Well, first of all, that mirror dimension still fucking sucks. Like, I get it. Inception. We loved it visually. No, it's great in a trailer for fucking 10 seconds that you get to see it. Yeah. All right. It's annoying. It was annoying as fuck in the first Doctor Strange movie. It was unpleasant in this movie. And just like, ugh. I was hanging over the Grand Canyon. No, you weren't. You're in the mirror for fucking universe and you have magic, you stupid fuck. Don't lie.
I don't know. It just made me really question all the decisions that Peter's going to make from here on out.
Well, yeah, because every decision leads to Aunt May's death and him having to erase himself from existence, you know? It's unfortunately, like, if you can just kind of shut off logic in your brain, it's a fun movie. And I didn't hate it, but I also didn't hate the other two either. You know, I wouldn't say they're the best Spider-Mans, but they're definitely better than Amazing, because Amazing just, I think it just struggled to be...
It had an identity crisis.
Yeah, exactly. It was trying to be too different from the Maguire movies, appealed to a new audience, and just didn't land. You know, I don't think Andrew Garfield's a bad actor. I just think that the direction
might as well just,
given was bad.
I'll just get to him really fast.
Yeah, he shows up.
Yeah, he shows up. Basically, they open... apparently, Peter's into petty theft, too. He steals one of fucking Strange's, like, gimmick portal rings.
Yeah.
And he just gives it to his buddy, and his buddy's like, yeah, I can do magic now. And I was like, convenient.
I was like, well, no, he lays down the groundwork.
MJ? Well, yeah, he gives me a little bit of precursor, but I was just kind of like, uh-huh.
And you're telling me Wong isn't, like, sensing all this magical fuckery and, like, showing up?
Yeah,
like he's the current Sorcerer Supreme, but he's just like,
no, I'm not interested.
Too busy. Feels like the multiverse is crashing in on me, but I mean, I'm real pissed at those guys for that snow.
Yeah, and that shit rips open like every 5 seconds, and he's not like, eh. It'll sort itself out.
It's fine.
It's like kind of having like fucking Captain Marvel show up, and she can just like one punch everything. Like, when you start having all these characters that have different bosses or villains and levels of power and stuff, and they're all supposed to be actively aware of each other, it kind of just makes you go, well, why don't you just go get these guys? You know, it's fun to have the crossover, but it's like, okay, you're clearly out of your depth. These guys need to go up a level. Let's get these guys, you know? But whatever. So they end up rendezvousing. Mary Jane and dude Ned are at his mom's house, grandma's house. They basically they're trying to find Peter, right? So they open up a portal calling for Peter, and then Andrew Garfield's there. He was in the alley, and I thought it was just going to be like Peter, like, you know, Peter Parker's Spider-Man No More. He throws his shit in the dumpster, and he's like, I don't want to do this anymore. Okay. And then Garfield shows up, and I think he does a fantastic job as his Peter Spider-Man. I feel like I don't know if he's making up for those other movies in a way, or he felt like he had to really just, maybe he was given different direction, more free reign, but I thought he was just super charismatic and like,
well, I think they had to amp him up, and I think he knew it too, because otherwise he's a disappointment. You don't want one of your Spider-Man showing up being a disappointment.
He's my favorite Spider-Man. I think he did such a fantastic job with how he was thrusted into the story.
Yeah.
And he was, they were like, stick on the, he's like, stick definitely. On the ceiling. He's like, I'll just do this. There you go. She said, crawl. And he's like, no, this is fine.
Like, crawl around. He's like, this is enough. He's like, yeah. You can't do this. You know, she throws more. And I liked her throwing bread at him. And he was just kind of like, fucking, could you seriously stop throwing bread at me?
Why yeah, he stays bread at me? So like, he was like emotionally and mellow. Hurt, like, he doesn't go off on him. He doesn't like, it's just.
And when the grandma was just like, do you get the cobweb? And he's just like, oh, yeah, oh, okay.
Just, yeah, like, I think he really did a great job. And I liked, I'm pretty sure everyone liked their, the when the three of them were kind of chatting. Like, McGuire and him, I thought, did fantastic with their back and forth. Like, yeah. Oh, my back, dude. And he's like, dude, you're amazing. And I was like, call the other one spectacular. Huh? Come on, everybody. And then someone say the web is Spider-Man. I'm like, no one read that. Oh, it got canceled. And then,
you
know,
you gotta wait till Venom's there, then you get the web.
That's fair. And I was, I mean, like,
web, oh, Spider-Man's been brought back like 90 times too.
So. This is entertainment. This is engaging. This is fun. Like, I don't think you could maybe do a 2-hour movie of that. It might run a little thin.
Definitely.
Of the three of them bantering, but I do think that's the biggest and best takeaway of the movie is their relationship, and of course the two, you know, bad guys, of course.
Yeah.
And then Miss Batty. Like, that was the fun part. Like, the movie has fun moments. I just kind of think how we get there and some of the decision
clunky and shoehorned.
Yeah.
It really is, unfortunately. So, because its goal is to one more day him, erase Spider-Man from everyone's existence, you know.
Yeah, so you can start fresh and do it over. You can do an ultimate. You can do whatever, right? When you get to that point. But McGuire kind of, I think, steals the scene that he's in the diner or the house.
Oh, for sure.
McGuire shows up,
like, do a wink and a nod to him, practically. Of like,
oh yeah, they literally Jesus carry Christ. Him out on their shoulders.
do that scene again.
Yeah, Toby McGuire shows up.
The scene you're talking about where they're like talking about their, like, that's great because they're talking about, you know, why there wasn't Spider-Man 4 is because McGuire was like, no, give me more money because my back's fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
So that was like a weird tip of the hat to that of why this is why that didn't happen. But they're talking about making that an animated movie now since they already had the script and were in production when that got canceled. And then the whole amazing thing, because it was like this nice, like, you know, nod to both franchises. So
I think when Toby's Spider-Man shows up, I think he does a great job because he's so back as that old Toby Maguire. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like Peter, like, it just, like, it never ended.
But he aged, you know?
Yeah, he,
like,
feels
appropriately,
like,
where you're just, yeah, like, damn.
I think, like, he did a great job.
Give me a live action fourth movie. Don't fuck around. Just
have him put the fucking mask over his head. Y'all CG him anyway the second they do that shit. And I thought they did really great, and I thought they were distinct, and they kind of stayed as their, you know, appropriate Spider-Man from their movies.
Yeah, even with their banter, like their spider banter, you know.
They never started talking like each other, and they all stayed in that character. And I was like, oh, we got a bunch of actors here.
Yeah.
And I think that's when Tom Holland is, I think that was when he was at his best, I thought.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. And I liked when they were just, like, grilling McGuire about how he produces webs and stuff. They're just like, hey, we're just naturally curious, you know?
Yeah, but it didn't too far because it had it had like a little bit on it where I was like, just stop it.
Yeah, no, I think they did. I think they stopped it at the right moment where he was just like, I don't know, I can't talk about it. You know, I breathe. And they just went into the whole, like, do you get a clog? And he was like, oh yeah, actually, yeah, you know, like, and just like kind of kept I liked with McGuire because he was obviously he's aged. They really only do like two hypotheticals. The rest is he only really refers to things that happened in the movies.
Yeah.
And I like that they did that because they're like, well, here's a little bit of like the happy ending and stuff that happened. But you know, that's it, you know. And then the same thing for Andrew Garfield. They were like, here's the little, like, here's what he's been kind of up to, just like a lot of vengeance, a lot of Spider-Man stuff. And you're like, okay, fair. Like,
yeah,
it lets me know without being too like, oh, you should have seen the fucking movie, you know. And then the rest is just like, here's the stuff from the movies you did see. So like, he knows Max and this and that, you know.
I will say that I was kind of disappointed that Toby Spider-Man didn't get to talk to Green Goblin.
Yeah.
Because I think they all kind of had a little bit of a resolution, you know what I mean? Where they got to talk to their bad guy and a little bit with like Electro, Garfield, you know what I mean? And I think
they got to resolve their huge storyline because Electro's the reason Gwen's dead. So.
Yeah. And I think Toby Spider-Man needed that with Green Goblin a little bit. I think that'd have been really, really great. But I think like they just didn't have anything for fucking Holland to do. So they had to like, you know, now you got to just be on the cusp of what do you choose? You know what I mean? Are you the vindictive one? And, you know, and I guess that's fine, but I don't know. I would have really enjoyed that because.
Oh, no, I was for sure waiting for it, too, you know, especially at the end. But instead, they, you know, they kind of just like gave the scene to him and Garfield together instead. So
yeah, like, which is fine because I thought they did good together.
Yeah, but just like something, and like he kind of didn't even acknowledge Norman at all, which is kind of strange. Just like,
it was almost like he didn't even say anything when he I just didn't get it. But whatever, I guess I don't even know where we're at right now. They go. He makes the promise to rehabilitate them all. They all go to Happy's apartment and they're like, you call this a lab? And he's like, nah, man, I got this magical.
Fucking Doc Ock is busting his balls. He's like, what are you going to do? Fucking make a burrito and use some spare pots with a microwave, Peter?
just really let him have it.
He was just like, fucking, he's like the fucking Mets. You got Patrick Ewing up there. Fuck New York. And he's just like, yeah, Jesus, man. Like,
bro, this is not even in the script right now. He's just letting him.
I definitely don't think fucking Norman Osborn going, oh, I could go for a burrito. Like, I don't think that was in the script. That seemed like very off the cuff Defoe of like, yeah, burrito sounds nice right now.
Oh, I see you have a copy of a Boondock Saints. I remember a movie like that once.
We're just doing multi universes now. It's annoying.
I think some guys jumped off a building and smashed a toilet over someone.
Jeez. And and apparently Happy has stolen the biggest MacGuffin in all of movies.
Jesus Christ, dude.
Because it's just like, and why didn't that green, hold on real quick, why didn't that green paint come out of his suit? He tried like 14 different things. May looked at it for 12 seconds and was just like, here you go.
Peter's dumb. That went to another Peter dumb column. I was like, what? And then he's over there doing Mr. Wizard lab shit.
Yeah, he's over there fucking using Comet on it. I'm like, read the ingredients, Peter. Comet ain't taking fucking paint out. I don't care if you got the knockoff or you got Ajax, okay? It's not doing the job, man.
I didn't get it.
What was that green paint? What was in it? You fuck? But, yeah. Anyway, so he makes the promises. They start cooking up shit in the machine. They cure.
It's a real video gamey. Just get these ingredients, cook this, fix this guy.
Well, it's the thing that I disliked about the Stark or the Iron Man movies. Just his like CG holograms that he could just zoom in on and everything is in full detail. And he could just be like, look at this little dinky part.
Yeah, it's all magic.
Yeah, it's too fucking advanced for.
It's too convenient, Dustin.
Yeah.
It's too convenient, the writing.
So then they start to cure Electro, and they're cooking up the cure for Norman.
Doc Ock already got his chip replaced.
Yeah. And Doc Ock, I didn't like this line. I didn't understand why Doc Ock would come. He was like, how does it feel to fucking know that you're going to be complete again, Norman? It's like, have this after he's cured? Why would you have this before?
Why would you trigger his crazy?
Yeah, exactly. You just mega triggered his crazy. But we get that sick promo. He's just like, I was lying deep behind Norman's eyes watching all this bullshit. You're just like, damn, that's great. Mm-hmm. Like, seriously, everything he says in that apartment was just like, that's some fucking... You just out-acted this movie. Like, everyone in the movie is just like, well, fuck. I mean, Sandman didn't even try. He was just like,
dude, it's too much. It's like too much going on. You know what I mean? Like, I don't.
Yeah, that's why Sinister Six doesn't work as a movie, because you're gonna have three guys not talking and throwing punches.
Yeah,
that's, you know. But yeah, and so Peter's spider sense goes off, and they love to call it the tingle, which I fucking hate. I absolutely fucking hate it. It's a bad joke that's carried over for three fucking movies now, and now they got other multiverse Spider-Man saying the shit too, and it's like, ugh. Whatever.
The Spider-Man purists over here, everybody.
It's just dumb. They're like, you Peter Tingle. I'm just like, come on. Like, seriously? Are we seriously making fun of one of his best abilities? As if it was a dumb, like, teenage penis joke? I mean, come on. But I did like this shot, Kevin, where he's, you know, kind of got this, like, fisheye lens almost view of himself. And he's just staring at all the villains, like trying to figure out which one.
Why did I make this decision? Should have just pushed the button.
Should have pressed the fucking button. Is it too late to call my girlfriend? Probably. And then Norma lets the cat out of the bag that, you know, he's been faking it. And yeah. And then basically just a big battle ensues. They all go their separate ways, except for Green Goblin. Green Goblin is just hellbent. And I love this because it felt very much like, I'm going to help you be a better hero. And I kind of like when villains do that sometimes. And they do that a lot with Spider-Man. I forget who was the other guy that, like, they kind of like absorbed a different character on, like painted it onto Green Goblin. I cannot remember who it was, but he was just like, I'm going to help you be, it reminds me of like Professor Zoom from Flash, where he's just like, the world needs you, Flash. So I'm going to help you be good. I'm gonna help you be the good guy, you know. And I felt like that's what he was kind of doing here. He's just like, you need this, Spider-Man, and I'm gonna help you because you're too weak to do it.
Well, then he sidewalk slams it through like five floors of apartment. I was like, does he have superpowers?
Oh yeah, remember Green Goblin had the super serum thing,
the juice, the
yeah serum. So, but also, like, Spider-Man's taking all the fucking blows, man. Like, he's taking all the bumps to that floor, so. And, yep, smashes down. He offs.
He tells Aunt May to get out of there. And she's like, I'll take the elevator. I was like, Aunt May, no. They just had like, a power, surge. Like,
and she's, you know, I don't know if she's wearing heels or what, but, like, she barely gets down there. I mean, they have, like, a 15-minute fight and go through all the floors, and she's barely down there at the same time. And then she goes the same way. I was like, go out the back, man.
Go out the back.
Like, Peter, do your fucking friends and family not understand that they need to move away from the action, not go through it? Because, fuck, man. At that point, they'll feel guilty if they get killed. So, but she gets killed, and she gives them a speech. This is, what we do. This is how we do it.
I didn't get that at all, man. I was like, this is dumb. Just push the button, Peter, in this movie, please.
Like, listen, with great power comes great responsibility. It's a line. It's like a sing-songy note. It's a mantra. It's just, it's live, laugh, love, you know, for Spider-Man. This is what we do is just, I did not like that at all. I didn't like it. I was like, why is this happening? Why are you ruining the simplest thing about Spider-Man? Like, no one's going to be like, this is what we do. Like, let's not catch it on as people dress as Spider-Man.
The Green Goblin shows up. He's like, hey, man, I got my glider here. Here's a, eat these grenades. And I was like, she's dead. Yeah. Like, dude, she was like ground zero. Like, she's concussed. Something bad is happening.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's why the Goblin is so great, because he does not give a fuck. He's like, I will pop a grenade on everything.
Yeah.
And he does. Yep. And Peter gets out of there thanks to Happy pulling up and being a distraction.
They arrest him, but then no one says anything about
it. Yeah. You're double parked, motherfucker.
This building collapsing, this giant lizard man. Everyone's just busting out, party's over. Yeah. And they're just like, no,
get Spider-Man and this guy. Okay, no. What about the fucking lizard guy? I don't have cuffs big enough for him. So
next time. We'll get him next time.
We'll get him next time. You want to fucking work tomorrow? Otherwise, we got to take the day off, no pay. Okay.
Like, what job is this?
Lizard tomorrow, then, okay, my friend? They're working day by day, man. No True. Danger, no pay.
One more day.
Jesus.
That's how they work it in there.
Yeah. I appreciate it. Yeah. So, and then we get our Peter scenes where everyone shows up and then they're on the roof of the high school. He's like, no offense, motherfuckers, but you don't know what I went through. I'm like, you're literally telling this to two other versions of yourself.
That literally like, went through dickhead. It.
Yeah, I was just like, you're a dickhead. I mean, I get that that line's there to set them up to go through their shit. But I mean, I'm like, they you told me that it. This one
I did like the reveal, care. Too, when he looked up and they were just chilling on the dome of the thing. I
was
like,
oh, no, that was great. Yeah. So, and then they're just like, all right, get to work on curing these assholes. I mean, we had this high-tech device, but now we're just going to use a high school science lab.
I was like, go figure. And a
fucking aluminum bottle. So, yeah.
Yep. You know, then they have the previous mentioned banter. Then they kind of devise a plan.
Yeah. And go to the recently remodeled and bastardized version of the Statue of Liberty. What the fuck? We're just putting Captain America's shield on the
on fucking... everything?
So you're telling me when he traveled back in time, he did fuck up the timeline? Because what?
It should have been Statue of Liberty holding Thor's hammer. She's like, I can do it too.
And instead of saying, like, peace, love, victory, or whatever, it just says, like, fucking today for the head, motherfucker.
Want some, get some, USA, A-OK, all day.
But just like, damn, I love this mantra. Captain America's just like, yeah, you know, fucking, I was going to invest in Google and also make sure that this said something cool. Yeah, Stone Cold 316. I just fucking had a good ring to it. I was like, put that on the fucking Liberty, Lady Liberty over there. Also, I changed the Mets name to the Gizmos because I just really wanted to fuck with the fan base. So, enjoy.
Fuck tradition.
I also fucking decapped Patrick Ewing, so he had no career. No career. Just because. Not a Knicks fan. They're just like, Jesus, Steve, calm down.
Yeah, man, that was shocking. I felt like my freedoms were being, jeopardized.
I was just like, what? Why would this happen? Oh, you even take the torch down? You just put it on in front. Ah, okay.
They might as well just gave her some Wolverine claws, too.
Seriously. Or just put the fucking Red Skull there. I was like, is this some weird Red Skull homage when he takes over?
Some Jubilee sunglasses. And then there's some chicks like, no more mutants. And I'm like, uh-oh, I remember how this
goes. And they're just fireworks all the time by it. They're just like, God, these fireworks never stop.
Why is the Statue of Liberty got a big yellow rain jacket on? It's fucking sick.
Fucking sick. I mean, not really, but it's fucking
rollerblades.
Sick, sick that it's so goddamn big.
Hot pink sunglasses.
And fucking rolled up shorts. I mean, I appreciate that. It's just like she doesn't want the length right now, but she has the option.
So. I've never been so proud to salute this thing.
Sir, why are you saluting the Statue of Liberty?
Look at it. The Statue of Liberty. You're right. Salutes it.
Oh, shit. It's just natural. Goddamn 90s.
Jubilee, blows a bubble.
Fireworks. Like, what part of the timeline is this? Where she became a vampire. Oh, shit. That was real dumb. And adopted another vampire. Oh, fucking.
Oh, that's sweet.
Oh, that's. Were they both mutants? Oh, yeah. What were their powers? They're pretty fucking lame. Were they written out of the book instantly? Oh, no. They dragged it on for years. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Years, you say.
Did she ever get cured? Oh, we don't talk about Jubilee.
Credits. Worst Spider-Man movie ever.
The fuck is this bullshit? Does he get his memories back or what?
Really lost the narrative at the end.
Where's Mephisto? Where is he?
Said no one.
Where's JMS? To him to show up and be like, I didn't want to write this story. Fucking Quesadilla made me write it. That's not how you say his name, sir. He's like, I hate the man. I won't say it right. But yeah, so they're at the Bastard of Liberty, as I'm going to call it, because the fuck. They have their banter. Sandman shows up first, then Electro. So just like, we don't really have anything for these two to do. Then the Lizard.
Just big shenanigans. Just big, you know, Ballyhoo fight stuff.
And the plan is throw the box with the button through to the portal, but Ned can't. He can't close the portal now.
He's just like, they put a little too much in on Ned on this plan.
Yeah. Anytime you put Ned on the plan, it's too much. You're just like,
I would have removed those two characters completely out of this finale.
Yeah. Like, why couldn't the Vulture show up, Kevin?
I was waiting for it. I thought they teased me.
What? Yeah. Like, I would have accepted that as a Sinister Six. The Vulture shows up. Fucking Michael Keaton's just like, fucking take time out of my busy schedule being amazing to be here and just really go toe-to-toe with Willem Dafoe. So,
I'll allow it.
Like, oh, not only will I allow it, I will... Excuse me while I put my pants down around my ankles because, dear God, I'm aroused. But, yeah, so they start just battling. They suck fighting together, which I appreciated. You know, don't perfectly sync your battle. And then we get, like, just the strangest, like, fuck you Avengers joke. Oh, yeah, you're part of the Avengers. Good for you, Skippy. What the fuck is an Avenger? It's just like, Andrew Garfield, he's like, is that a band? Are you in a band?
I like that part.
I liked both of theirs, of just like, what the fuck does that mean, you stupid, stupid child?
You still God, don't get what's happening dumb. Here, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, and, I know they had Avengers on their world. Yeah, Tom, we get it. Or Spider-Man. Oh, whatever, you're just Tom.
You're just Tom at this point. You act like this in damn near every movie. And they do their fight. They start curing people, essentially. They start with Sandman to cure him. He decides, I'm just going to sit in the tower for the rest of the movie.
Yeah.
Like, he does nothing. He's just like, I'll just stay up here. Fuck it. I'm real tired. Haven't been human in a while. Might pound one out up here in old Lady Liberty. Not many people say they beat their meat by coming human again in the Statue of Liberty. Yeah. Wolverine's like, hold the fucking phone. Remember when I, like, got magnetized by Magneto up here, and then Cyclops busted me out, and then I busted one out on him because he was just like, ah, ew, gross, Wolverine, and then I slicey-dicey that Magneto again, and the Rogue was just like, ah, I gotta get the white hair. Marvel needs to leave the Statue of Liberty alone, is all I'm saying.
Yeah.
And then Doc Ock shows up to help. He cures Electro against his will. And we cure the fucking Lizard. Ned and MJ have joined us in the Danger Town, USA. They free Doctor Strange randomly because we need him to finish the fucking movie.
Yep.
And
MJ then falls off, does her best Gwen Stacy impression.
Yep. But and I like that because Garfield got to save her. He got that redemption.
That's why it made it even worse that Maguire didn't talk to the Goblin.
I know. And Green Goblin shows up. He steals the box. They get the box back, and boop, grenade, Goblin grenade every time. Fucking.
Dude, he didn't even really talk to Doc Ock that much either.
No, yeah, he like Maguire. I'm almost wondering if they were filmed separately.
Yeah.
Due to shooting schedules or COVID or something.
Yeah.
Because I just don't think he. I actually got to. I don't think he was there for those days, or maybe he was just like, "Fuck you guys, I'll show up for these days, and that's it." You know? Yeah, because I mean, he did leave Sony on bad terms. Like I said, like Spider-Man 4 was in production, and he was like, "My back's fucked up because of this shit. Pay me what I'm worth, or I'm fucking out." And they were just like, "Fuck it, we're Sony. We don't do anything you expect us to do ever. Yeah. Goodbye. Yeah. We will just shit can all of this." So. And then it breaks the spell. The multiverse starts to crack open. We get to see Scorpion. We get to see Rhino. We get to see a bunch of other people. A lot of, like, space people for some reason. I was like, why do all these fuckers in space know who Peter Parker is? Like, and I'm not talking about, like, they were, like, floating in space, like, we're coming to the Earth. I mean, like, they're in the cosmic line of Marvel. And I was like, what the fuck is... What is that guy doing?
Secret Wars.
Yeah, I don't think on Secret Wars he was just like, by the way, alien dude, Peter Parker, just so you know, in case it shows up in a movie. Other alien dude, fucking Peter Parker, in case it shows up in another fucking movie. You know, he's what, he just walk around handing out his business card, Peter Parker, Spider-Man. Yep, I'm from Earth. Just, you know, going to put that Beyonder. Beyonder, you're leaving with that. Hey, fuck the Beyonder.
Ooh, he's everybody knows dickhead. Now. Shouldn't have told him.
Shouldn't have told him. Fucking jackass. Isn't he the reason for all? You know what? I'm going to take my card back. It's okay. And then Peter beats the ever-loving piss out of the Green Goblin for a while. And I like it. And Maguire's got to stop him from making a mistake. He does. Gets stabbed in the process. And they cure Norman Osborn. Even though cures don't seem to take on this motherfucker. So, whatever. Yeah. But he pops out and he does some just even his little like ending thing was just like, what did I do? And you're just like, fuck, man, you're so good. You're so good.
He's good.
They can't do another Green Goblin. I'm sorry. It's just fuck. You're too fucking good. And then Peter has to make the hard choice. What's he do, Kevin? What's a Peter Parker to do?
That's what he was going to do from the very beginning. Just no more Peter. Yeah,
how convenient. How fucking convenient.
Gonna save me 2 hours and 30 minutes, movie.
Yeah. Dr. Strange's like, oh, we're just doing the fucking thing I was gonna do anyway? What the hell, man?
All right, that's it, everybody.
This is why I'm not having kids.
Great job. They all got to the school. They don't know him, and he's on his own. He's got a little apart. Rhoda after credits.
No, we got to talk about his suit. His suit. That was a very, like, I still can't remember what that suit's from, but that is a suit that, like, bright-ass blue and shit.
Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah, I liked it, and I didn't catch it the first time, but thanks to the internet, saw it the second time. He actually has Maguire's Spider-Man on the front and Garfield's Spider-Man on the back, which I was like, oh, that's a cool little, like...
Oh, he's like a master seamstress, and he's just.
Yeah, I was just like, man, that's a lot.
You can't get fabric. Fucking green fucking paint off a suit. How he's designing yeah, these fucking mashups.
He had a lot of time on the streets apparently because he just got that apartment. I was like, how did he get money for coffee? I was like, he must have fucking just kept that coffee. He's like, I got a rash of this coffee. I don't know if I'm gonna get another cup for a couple weeks. So. Yeah, I was like, what material did he pick? Is that a gym leotard? And you're rolling around in the snow, you're going to get wet instantly. That is chafing everything.
Yeah, it was fine.
Fucking everything. I was like, you went from, did you lose the high-tech one? We couldn't have kept the high-tech one as a backup, maybe? Like, he probably sold it. He's just like, I need some spider bucks. What will you give me for this?
We called them just dollars. So.
Oh, sorry. I mean, I saw the Statue of Liberty. I wasn't fucking sure, man.
I mean, we're on the fence of that, but I can't help but salute it. But anyway, sir, I can't seem to help you.
And there's green paint all over it again. I know. They won't stop fucking throwing it at me. These fucking assholes.
Those Jordans he was wearing at the beginning of the movie.
No, he doesn't have those anymore. The shoes forgot him, too. They were just like, nah, we don't. Who? Peter who? Nah, I don't fucking know you, man. Yeah. These are my shoes.
Well, he tried.
And yeah, after credits, Kevin, what do we got?
That's fucking Eddie Brock in Mexico, I guess. And
yeah, why is he in Mexico?
I don't know.
Not
in
San Francisco.
I
don't know, New York, where everyone else was transported.
I don't know. And he's doing the Venom, is doing the narration over him, and it's really hard for me to understand. It's not hard for me to understand. I just refuse to listen to it, is what happens.
That's fair.
It's worse than the Batman voice, but like when I hear the Venom talk and then Brock's talking over Venom, and I'm like, oh my God, I don't want to hear. I find that insanely annoying.
Well, and he's trying to do the. I think the Ant-Man thing where they have the one guy like explaining the movie real quick, but
yeah, to the character and the audience who just watched the movie and kind of gets it. Even if they don't understand what happened in the movie, they get it. You know, they're like, oh, I get it. They were all together.
This is so dumb. He's like, a fucking purple alien? Aliens don't like stones, bro. Aliens like to eat brains.
Yeah. And then he leaves a piece of Venom on the table because he didn't switch one time.
Yeah.
And then
they didn't have the budget. They were like, after credits.
How's the symbiote going to survive that small for that long? Is he just going to jump on the bartender and just.
He must, yeah. So. And just find another Eddie Brock, I guess.
They could have done that so much better.
Well, it's like, okay, so you're explaining Venom in this universe by just saying he multiversed over instead of just that they exist? Like, what the fuck? Like, I thought the Venom movies were in canon and we just weren't talking about Spider-Man yet, kind of like the Mobius one.
Same.
But apparently we're just like, nah, Marvel weren't cool with that. We can't do that. So, yeah, it was dumb. And then you just get a trailer for Doctor Strange at the end. I was like...
Oh, I didn't watch it after that.
I waited for it because I read, like, oh, yeah, there's some Doctor Strange stuff at the end. I was like, oh, okay. And I expected, like, a scene. And it was just like, oh, this is just straight up a fucking trailer. What the fuck? What is that? I left halfway through. I was like, oh, I'm good. Let's go. Like, I don't need to see this shit. So, yeah. It's just real pointless. As we have said before numerous times, you do not need after credits shit. Like, I don't mind if you have visually interesting credits like this movie did, and then you do something after it. Okay, fine. Fair enough. You know, I was interested in your visuals. Yeah, I don't mind those ones because it's like, I mean, they straight up just took that whole visual thing from, you know, I mean, they did in the first two, but they were really most successful with it in the animated one. And this was really a super homage to that because that was also a multiverse movie. And so it worked. It's fun to watch and, you know, it's got a little upbeat song and shit. And then you're just like, oh, and a scene. All right, cool. But then, like, don't give me shit after that. There's no reason for me to stay. People want to clean the theater and your credits are 7 minutes long.
People want to go home and see their families, okay?
Yeah. People got work tomorrow. They don't got fucking time to watch a trailer, a poorly edited trailer for Doctor Strange. Oh, an evil one? I bet his hair sucks ass too. Oh, sure shit does. Fucking sure as shit.
Especially Doctor Strange in this. I have no faith in that guy.
Yeah, I don't.
Every time
I
think about Doctor Strange, I think how cool Dr. Fate is. I was like, hey, man, I know DC don't got a lot going on, but Dr. Fate's cool as fuck.
He was on that DC Legends show for a bit.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, well, I mean, they were just dropping everyone in on that shit. Like, that show has everyone, so. Yeah. But yeah,
it's a superhero
I don't like
movie.
Dodger. Yeah, I haven't. I like Benedict Cumberbatch, but I don't like his Doctor Strange. I didn't like him in the first movie. I didn't like him in any cameos.
I like to bid my dick in coming batch.
I was like, what, bro? I like to bid my dick in coming batch.
Coming batches? I was like, what? Yeah. What a weird way to end this.
Very strange. Very accurate. Very on point, though. Yeah, I don't enjoy his Doctor Strange. I mean, the hair, just to begin with, is just weird. But, like, Doctor Strange only has one good story, and they already kind of butchered that in the first movie. And it's like, what is he going to do now?
He's the magic guy, dude. He's just the audience.
But it's like,
him to go,
technically, his power, they made it, they, you know, retconned it to be an Infinity Stone. So, like, what's the point of this guy now? Oh, he does the portal in the Mirrorverse. Oh, yeah, that's not boring after the second time you see it. So, what magic, though, Kevin? He makes people forget.
He's a big name doing a character, bro. You know, that's what they love.
Yeah, well, I'd say he can be recasted instantly.
Well, now all he's bidding your dick and coming in batches.
Bidding the dick coming batch. Come here, you've been recasted. By who? Does it fucking matter? I mean, I can't even say your fucking goddamn name, okay?
Hate myself.
Get out of here. He's like, did you call me bend in dick, come in batch?
I said bend a dick, and I come in a batch. A batch of what?
Fair enough. I've been called worse somehow. No, I bet you have fucking bend a dick. Okay. I bet you have.
Spider-Man, man. Watched it at home.
Did you hate it that much, Kevin? I mean,
I didn't
like,
hate
ignore
it.
Ignore the plot. Like the plot is the plot. It
had fun parts in it. I liked the Spider-Men together. I liked Doc Ock. I liked Green Goblin. The action was fine. I love Marissa Tomei. She's a baddie. And it was fine. It felt short, which thankfully, I hated the beginning. And
yeah,
I guess I didn't really hate it because I didn't even have enough energy. I just was not enthralled by the beginning. The first, like I said, the first act is a mess. It starts to pick up when we start finally getting to the interesting, but then the catalyst to get to the interesting parts of the movie is so stupid and just so like you farted that you sharted. Now I have a movie. You know
what I mean? Yeah.
You thought it was a fart. It turned into a shart, and now I got to watch you figure it out. And there, like I said, there's fun moments in the movie, like most definitely. So I didn't hate it. Like it was just another comic book movie. And I told you, I'm just massively burned out and this didn't help. But like I said, it wasn't atrocious.
I mean, for me, I think it very successfully wraps up in a way all three Spider-Man storylines. Like you wrap up Maguire. You definitely they fucking gift wrapped Andrew Garfield's Spider-Man. They're not like they did so much more work than those two movies did in such a short amount of time too. And then I think it successfully wraps up this one, and it thankfully kind of erases this whole annoying reliance on Stark technology that they really overly did in the first one and then carried on ever since then. I did not like that at all. And so I'm happy to see that gone. You know, I'm happy that we don't have to keep dealing with Happy or the robots and shit. Like it just felt like Iron Man Jr. in a way instead of Spider-Man.
I think that's run its course. I think the only really thing I'd be mildly interested to see them do is you need to do Miles. And I'd be okay with this Spider-Man kind of holding his hand in that adventure and then cutting him free. And then you can do Miles. And if you want to go do a Spider-Gwen, because we don't have a Gwen in this. And because that's what people want, right? I don't know. Like, yeah. I think the Spider-Verse movie was better if we want to talk about like multiverse Spider-Man and stuff like that. Because I think it's...
Well, that's why it's getting a sequel. So
there's nothing left here. For this, like you said, this series of characters, I think you just really need to get to Miles live action like everybody wants. And what is, it's basically, it's needed now, I feel. Like, I don't think you cannot do anything else in the live action Spider-Man realm without it being Miles.
I mean, they're going to. So, I mean, I think you definitely can. Because, I feel
you physically can, but, like, my interest level is, like, now in the negatives. And I'd really just want to, see that character. I want to see that version of Spider-Man. I'm interested in that, not the, I don't, unless you do something that's, like, super, just not safe for the next Spider-Man Tom Holland entry, it's really going to have to take something big. I know they want to do Venom very badly. But even that kind of bores me, just the thought of it.
It's like, listen, I love Venom on paper. I do not. The three things we've done with Venom on the screen have been horrible. Sony doesn't understand it. They're never going to give it enough time to build the story properly. I don't want to see it, you know?
Yeah, he can't be this weird, jokey, anti-hero-ish character. He just needs to be, like, insane. He needs to be
frightening.
Yeah.
He needs to be frightening. But he should be the only one that knows who Peter Parker fucking is, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, but I mean, in a weird way, I think these first three movies are an entire origin series for Spider-Man. And I think the real interesting stuff will come in the next ones because he's already signed on for three more. So,
oh, wow.
They're coming.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's happening.
Yeah, I'm exhausted. I just got losing just thinking about it.
Just really wore me out. I'm going to go to bed right now. Just real. Going to knock out.
It's making a legacy thing out of this guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it's fine. I guess it really just depends what they do with him, what they put around him. I mean, he's serviceable. Like I said, I don't loathe him. I'm just kind of a little long on the tooth right now. But
he's not my favorite Spider-Man, but I do enjoy his supporting cast and the world they've created around him, if that makes sense. Like, to where I tolerate him because of these other things that I like, you know? Sure. So, I mean, mine is Doctor Strange. If he shows up, I'll be like, get the fuck out of here, man. Just get out of here. Go. And on that note, we will go for the evening. You can find us on social media at Let's Movie Pod or Podcast. We ask that you share us with a friend if you feel so inclined. Thank you for subscribing. If you haven't subscribed, please do so instead of just randomly listening and finding us every week. That's weird. And give us a review, a thumbs up, a 5-star review, a 2-star review, and just to know what we should improve upon. We won't do it, but you can do it anyway. Listen to us a week later on YouTube. Kevin, will you please do the outro so I don't butcher it again?
Thanks, Dustin. I'm Kevin. I'll see you next time. I love Mr. Tomei.
Thwip, thwip, am I right?
You're right.